The state budget, passed by the legislature, called for a $15 million mental health crisis center in northern Wisconsin. But Governor Evers vetoed that provision and redirected the money to a juvenile facility in Madison. Last week, Assembly Republicans tried to override that veto. They needed two-thirds approval, or 66 votes, to send it to the Senate. It wound up falling short, 62-34, along party lines. That doesn't mean the fight is over. Romaine Quinn is a Republican state representative from Cameron and the Majority Caucus vice chair. Representative Quinn, good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Before we get to the veto, can you talk about this mental health crisis center that you had hoped to fund in the state budget this year?
Yeah, as you know, mental health is a piece that we all need to work on. We know we need to do a better job. Nobody disagrees with that. And we are at a point where we really kind of neglected this. And I'm glad the focus has been on mental health for all ages. So this started with Senator Bernier. She took the bull by the horns and said, we are getting something in our area. We are tired of our officers driving across the state, transporting people in crisis. We need something somewhat local. And so after a lot of legwork, she managed to get that provision in the budget. And again, this would serve both youth and adults who are being Chapter 51, as 51, as people would call it, who are in a point of crisis. And so right now when this happens, usually the few beds we have in Northwest Wisconsin are full. So our officers, many times after working a full shift, are driving 5, 6, 7, 8 hours one way with a patient in the back of their car, after working a full shift, trying to get them the help they need because we all care about these people. So the idea, again, how can we get a place close? St. Joseph's is willing to do this. We had the money set aside, and unfortunately it was vetoed out, and that's what we're talking about today.
What was your reaction when you saw that Governor Evers had vetoed this provision?
Well, it seemed to be a pattern because it wasn't just this either, right? He vetoed telehealth funding. Who does that help? Rural Wisconsin. He vetoed the increases for road infrastructure, put it back in a new grant program, changed the parameters, make it harder for the most rural towns to apply. And now we've seen this. And so for me, it just feels like a shot across the bow that there's just a disregard or a lack of understanding that the need is so great. And further conversations with Senator Bernier in the governor's office revealed that I don't think they even realize the extent of the amount of people being shipped across the state in crisis. It's over 700 people a year reach a point of crisis in the 28 counties we're trying to serve in Northwest Wisconsin. So it's a huge need, and it's unfortunate that that happened.
The $15 million under the governor's veto would go to the Mendota Juvenile Treatment Center in Madison, and that's where some inmates of the Lincoln Hills School for Boys would be transferred to once that youth prison is closed. And that's something that people in both parties have been working for. Is this just a case of urgency and priorities rather than, a shot across the bow?
Well, I mean, we are still moving in that direction. If you recall, there's still $43 million in this budget going to expand Mendota. And then he took 15 from Chippewa Falls and also sent it to Mendota. So, yeah, we need to add on to Mendota for other youth who are in crisis and in those areas. But the point is we have nothing. We're not talking about building a new facility. We're just trying to get something up here. So it really feels like we were targeted. And it's really unfortunate that we couldn't even get one single Democrat from Northwestern Wisconsin, especially the one whose district it would have fell into, to even vote with us. So this turned very political, which I find unfortunate. And this proposal, too, is supported by police chiefs, DHS directors from Superior to River Falls to Shell Lake and everywhere in between. We know this isn't a solve all, but we need to start catching these people who are in crisis and keep them closer to home to get the support they need.
Talking to Republican State Representative Romaine Quinn, Majority Caucus Vice Chair, about funding that had been in the legislature's budget for a mental health crisis center in northern Wisconsin. Governor Evers vetoed that funding. Do you see a chance to start from scratch outside the budget process and try to still make this happen now that the veto override effort fell short?
Yes, we've also reintroduced legislation to do the same exact thing, to expand beds in the Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire area. And again, just to be clear, I don't represent Chippewa Falls or Eau Claire, but I understand that it's closer for many people. It's closer to my district, and it's worth the investment for our officers and the families who are experiencing loved ones in crisis. So this isn't about getting something specifically in my district, but it'll move the ball in the right direction. So we're bringing the legislation back. There's an attempt now to try and push a different bill, basically, in my opinion, trying to cover up for the veto, saying that it's bipartisan. But again, this other legislation spends a third of the money. It splits it five ways and sends it all across the state. So again, not recognizing how big of a need there is in the northwestern part of the state.
Now, because of changes made last month, there could be subsequent override efforts, as I understand it. Would the assembly try that avenue again, revisiting the idea of overriding this veto?
Well, I mean, if we can build the support, if there's enough public support, and I talk to the representatives, like I said, this should be bipartisan. Police chiefs aren't political. DHS directors aren't political. You know, and if legislators come forward and say, you know, we've heard enough pressure from the public, from our district, to understand the importance of this, you know, I will vote for this, then maybe at that time, but I can't see it coming back up just to have it fail again at this time anyway.
And we've talked in the past about mental health options for people in much of northern Wisconsin. This mental health crisis center, as you mentioned, just one piece of the puzzle. What kind of other efforts would you like to see? What kind of other funding is needed to make sure people have access to care that isn't, again, a 5-6 hour drive?
Yeah, so part of this, we need to get people before they reach the point of crisis. And so we need to do a better job at creating more access for people to get the mental health treatment they need before they reach their breaking point where they're trying to hurt themselves or others. And that was another veto. We had $10 million set aside to specifically raise reimbursement rates for providers who take patients on Medicaid, which is the biggest problem. So in my district, the Cumberland Medical Facility used to have beds for people that would take people from northwestern Wisconsin. They closed that down because they were losing too much money. So we also tried to override that veto. We could not garner any bipartisan support, which, again, was just unfortunate because whether we're trying to address it on the front end or trying to build a facility in Chippewa Falls, it fell along party lines, and it's a shame.
Do you see an opportunity to take some of the politics out of this issue?
I hope so. So we're going to find out. You know, we've heard a lot of excuses why people wanted to uphold the veto. You know, it didn't go through the regular process. I get that, but it's still going back to the building commission, which every project goes through. Some people complain it's a private entity. Yes, we don't want to build a brand new state facility, and we have public-private partnerships all the time. So I think if we can take more time to try and weed through some of these arguments, come back with a separate bill or maybe a veto override later once we get through some of this explaining. But it's unfortunate because I guess you take it for granted, people understanding the need, but appears we have some more education to do.
I want to switch gears in our last couple minutes. The Assembly passed a resolution this week to call the state's official tree in the Capitol building a Christmas tree. Governor Evers this year announced that it was a holiday tree. Can you explain why this is an issue worth tackling?
It's unfortunate that we even have to talk about this because if you hold a picture up with a pine tree with ornaments on it and presents underneath, everyone's going to call it a Christmas tree. So I don't understand how this is even controversial. And unfortunately, it went political. And again, it's one of those things where the governor wants to bring us together. Why even poke the bear on an issue like that when he knows people are going to take it the wrong way? So it's something that, again, we didn't start, but it's pretty clear the tree is a Christmas tree, so we're going to call it a Christmas tree.
Right. The argument is usually holiday would include everyone in the state, including non-Christians. Specifying something as Christmas just appeals to one group. You don't buy it?
Yeah, but it's the Christmas season, right? And it's the birth of Christ, so anyone can celebrate it. That's totally fine. Anyone can celebrate any holiday they want or not celebrate. But the point is, it's the Christmas season. It's the birth of Christ. It's the Christmas tree. So just renaming something doesn't change the meaning behind the holiday. So we don't try to rename symbols of other religions, even if we don't practice them. So why try to rename a Christmas tree?
And in our last few moments, now that budget overrides appear to be done, at least for now, what are your next priorities in the legislature?
Well, for me in particular, it never ends. We're always trying to focus on rural issues. You know, right now the economy is still humming along. We're trying to find more workers, getting people the skills they need to get into better careers, to better the lives of themselves and their families. So that kind of work never ends. And we're always trying to find ways, again, to make state government more efficient as well. So just trying to improve the outcomes in the lives of everyday people that live in all of our districts.
Representative Quinn, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Romaine Quinn, Republican state representative from Cameron and the Majority Caucus vice chair. We talked to them about the assembly's attempt to override Governor Evers' veto of a crisis center, a mental health crisis center in northern Wisconsin. That veto override effort fell short in the legislature.